Hale wasn't oblivious to the facetious tone that bled through Roca's obvious concern. She nodded, her heartbeat speeding up with anticipation. She'd be damned if she'd give Eben the satisfaction of one-upping her. All right, just hold him down and, well, you know what to do. She moved to straddle the spasming shape, while Roca grabbed the man's arms from above and pinned his hands over his head. Eben took his place behind her at his feet. "What's his name?" Camille asked, looking into Roca's silvery eyes.
"Rafe,"
he answered.
"He is Cole's second."
"Cole's stupid second, if you ask me," she muttered. She placed her hands against his chest and peered into his contorted face. Dark, pleading eyes opened to stare back at her.
"Please,"
he whispered. "It's all right, Rafe. I'm going to take care of you." She rested her bare hips atop his, her backside just barely brushing his flaccid cock. She rose up and shifted a little lower so that her bare, sensitive lips pressed lightly against his hardening length. She was acutely conscious of the silken heat of his skin between her thighs and his quickened breathing. Barely half erect, Rafe's thick shaft was easily as large as Roca's, the shadow of which twitched as her pale dragon lover watched her prepare to fuck this near-perfect stranger. With both hands, she clutched her breasts, pinching her nipples until they stood up in hard peaks. Little zings of pleasure shot between her legs, wet warmth spreading. She shifted her hips just enough to give Rafe a taste of slick friction. His eyelids fluttered, and his hips tilted up in response. Bracing her hands on the deck beside his head, she lowered herself to his chest, whispering her lips across his mouth and rubbing her breasts against his torso. She slid up until both her soft orbs caressed the sides of neck and jaw. She twisted to let one nipple brush over his lips, and then the other way, aiming the other breast across his jaw toward his mouth. The soft contact sent electric pleasure through her body. A long, forked tongue lashed out at her, startling her when it wrapped around her nipple and pulled the hardened flesh into his mouth. His hips bucked up harder. She moaned at both the smack of hot, thick flesh between her thighs and the tingling pull of his mouth against her nipple. He sucked hard, as though he thought he could pull her climax straight through her nipple in some hungry, infantile fashion. If only it were that easy, she thought, but the sensation reignited the longing that had visited her frequently over the past several months. She was dimly aware of Eben's chuckle from behind her.
"He's ready. And so are you from the looks of it," he said.
Rafe's body shifted, tightened in a struggle to get free of the two men holding him down, but they held tight. Camille knew from the heavy throb between her thighs that they were both indeed ready, but Rafe seemed disinclined to release her from his mouth. She pulled away forcefully, and he craned his neck to follow as she shifted back down. With one hand, she groped between her thighs and found him, long and thick and hard as polished stone. She sighed when she sank down on his shaft, holding Roca's gaze the entire time. He seemed to be able to read the pleasure as if it were plain on her face. It may have been, but every time she'd had another dragon deep inside her like this, it was as though they revisited their first time together. This poor, exceedingly reckless dragon between her legs needed her now, however. If the situation had been different, she would have given a piece of her nirvana to Roca, too. Unfortunately, Rafe was so far gone, once probably wouldn't be nearly enough. Rafe jacked his hips up against her and let out a guttural roar. He pistoned into her slick depths hard enough to make her teeth knock together, and she braced herself against his chest, clutching at him for stability. Roca held his arms from the top, but Eben apparently had other ideas. She couldn't see behind her, but felt Eben's solid, warm body slip up against her back, his hands circling around to cup her breasts. He nuzzled against her ear.
"Let's give him a double dose."
The familiar feel of his talented